This is Dawn Paley with the Media Co-op, and I'm here in Montreal with Simon Plouffe, the director of L'Art des Eaux. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning.
I'm wondering if you could tell us a little bit about your film, L'Art des Eaux, including the English, proper English title.
Well, the English title will be The Gold of Others, or Others' Gold. And this film is about the Malartic community up north here in Quebec. It's about 7 hours driving north of Montreal. So this community, they live in a region called Abitibi. Abitibi-Témiscamingue is a region, a mining region. So it used to be a lot of underground mines. Especially in Malartic, there was 6 underground mines. But now there's a huge project, a huge gold mine project in the city that will require to expropriate a whole district. So it's Osisko, the company, who's implement themselves into the community. So it's about 250 houses that they need to move or destruct or to sell for implement the biggest open pit gold mine in Canada.
In the film, we get to see people watching, buildings in their community being torn down, and we get exposed to a lot of different characters, and it's really told from the community level. Where are things at now? Like, where is the mine already producing, and how much are they producing, and so on?
They started production in May 2011, so last year, and they start producing gold. There's still some people living really close to the mine. They erected like a big wall to protect, dust and noise from the mining and from the production for the village people. So since the start of the mine, they needed to expropriate again another 50 houses because the people could not live. It was too noisy. They need to close their window during summer. Some people start having a problem with their lungs because they're coughing because of the dust and all that. So the woman in the film that we see, the Nicole Kerouac, she's a member of the bar in Quebec here. So she's helping people to fight or to negotiate with the company to have their rights respected, basically. So they again needed to destruct another 50 houses, and still this area is really close to the city. It's about around 100 meters from the urban area. Mm-hmm. So there's still a lot of problems. There's still a lot of when they do the blow ups, the big blow ups for digging. At some point, they put too much chemicals in it, and it was really dangerous. It's good for them that there was no wind during that day because there was a lot of chemicals in the air, and you see a big orange orange cloud in the sky, and people were scared of what's going on. Mm-hmm. And the ministry did some tests, and it was really poisonous for the people. So anyway, there is a lot of things happening right now that are supposedly reglemented, but they don't follow the rules. They want to do it quicker, faster, because of the price of the gold is really went up in the last couple of months. So
could you talk a little bit about how this project fits within the Plan Nord or the North Plan here in Quebec?
Yes, here in Quebec, we have Prime Minister Jean Charest that is selling the Plan Nord to the world. Basically, is doing his tour in India, in Rio, in everywhere in the world to sell the natural resources that we have here up north in Quebec. We have a lot of potential for minings. It's really rich over there. There's also like potential for diamonds and for uranium, for a lot of resources. But The biggest problem here is that the government actually didn't solve the issues with the community, like we have seen in Malartic. And Malartic is just a bit south of the northern area that they call Plan Nord, so it's not even part of the project. But so northern of Malartic, there's more First Nation communities, so it's other issues that the government will face. So basically, they needed to have an agreement with them before doing anything like this, and especially companies from like there's two big projects. One is 100% Chinese, and the other project is 100% Indian project. So and the government wants to build roads, wants to build ports for boats and so on and so forth, for helping the companies to invest in the Plan Nord, but is not solving any issues with the communities. And yeah, so there's a lot of problem to be solved first before of attracting new companies in the north of Quebec.
Can you talk a little bit about some parallels that, you know, you've seen with how this kind of mining extraction happens in other parts of the world, or even specifically with the same company that's in Malartic?
Mm-hmm. The company Osisko, like I said, it's a company from Montreal, so it's a Montreal-based company in Quebec. They have their head office here, but there's a lot of investors from outside, like Asia, Europe, and elsewhere in the world. So it's about 90% of the investors that are from outside Quebec. So that's something interesting that we need to consider. When they say it's a Quebec company, the money will go back to the Quebecers. It's not really true, because about 90% will go elsewhere. And concerning the company, they also bought claims in Argentina, in the Rioja area up north in Argentina. So the I don't know. The gold deposit in Argentina used to be held by Barrick Gold Company. And the people over there were fighting for not having a mine in their yard, because they're really scared that the water will go away, and they won't have any for the community, for the villagers. So they didn't like really the way Barrigo was doing business over there, and so it was sold to Osisko, the company that is doing the project in Malartic. And the people are also scared of having problems with that company, because it's basically the same way of doing things. It's not different, really, operating open pit project here in Quebec or elsewhere in the world. It's just the legislations are a little different. Sometimes they don't respect the legislation of the environment and so on and so forth. But it's basically the same way. They need to use cyanide to treat the gold and all that. So it's really a lot of chemicals that they will put away in the nature, or anyway they need to treat, or they need to safe in some basin so anyways, the company Osisko is having a similar project in Argentina, and the people over there are really more mobilized than here in Quebec, because it's in their gene, if I can say, because they used to fight for protecting their rights. So it's another story over there. Yeah.
Maybe to finish, it would be good if you could talk a little bit about that. You know, there's a perception, and there is certainly like a very high level of mobilization in Quebec right now, linked to the student strike and this Law 78 and so on. But if you could just talk a little bit about how folks in Malartic organized, and also like what kind of level of awareness generally, like here in Montreal, do people have around these issues like Plan Nord and open pit mining and so on?
Mm-hmm. Well, in Abitibi and Malartic, it's a bit different than what we see in the biggest cities like in Montreal or Toronto or elsewhere in the world, that people are more organized, if I can say, because yes, there's more people, there's more interest into different causes, but also it's because there's several industries that people can work in. But it's different in Abitibi because it's only two industries that hire people, the mining industry and forest industry. So basically people that were working in the forestry went already bankrupt. So people that had no job, there was a big industry there, Domtar in Malartic, but they closed their doors in the forestry. So people were hoping to work in the mining industry. So when they saw that big project coming, people wanted to work in the mines because it's really profitable. There's a lot of money to make there. But they didn't know about the inconvenient. They didn't know about the different issues, social, environmental issues, some of them. So it was easier to implement the company in a village like that they have mining traditions. So they used to be son and daughters of miners, and so it's there in their tradition to work in that kind of industry, compared to what we have in Montreal, that it's more diverse and there's more people coming from everywhere in the world, so it's different. But what I can say from for Malartic is that it raised the issues of the property rights also, because even if you have the rights to own a property, the mining law, the mining act is it's much stronger than your property rights and your civil rights, if I can say so. It's people didn't know about that. It was really abstract, and especially if you're not connected to an area like that. And even people in Abitibi didn't know that because we used to have underground mines, but now that it's open pit, they need to expropriate people. People cannot live on the land anymore. So what it raised that issue that it raised for people that living close to the Saint-Laurent River, that were fighting against the shale gas industry, that wanted to dig and to frack into their yard and stuff like that. There was no act, especially for gas or for oil. There is no act. So the only act that is possible to apply in Quebec is the Mining Act, and the Mining Act let the mining company and the gas company to come and dig in your yard, even if you're not really even if you're not open to the idea. But in the law, they need to negotiate with you to have an agreement. But most people don't say that. So in the Seine River area, the fleuve Saint-Laurent, the Saint-Laurent River, people knew about that, what happened in Malartic, and they kind of stop the prospectors, if I can say, to frack or to do the exploration between Montreal and Quebec. So it's about 20,000 people that signed an agreement for not having any gas company doing fracking in their yard. So that I think it's really positive in the long run what happened in Malartic, even if some people have suffered. Unfortunately, it has given some example of how far the law can go, especially with expropriation. And when you go until that step, that's the only issue. You cannot go further. And when you go to expropriation, you face a court, and it's basically the ministers that solve your case, and you get basically nothing, like we can see with Ken Massey in the film.
And then just to end off, can you let us know how we can find out more about the film and where folks can see it and so on?
Well, you have well the, we have a website, l'artdesautres.com, the title in French.com. So you can see information over there, but we're gonna have screenings at radio in and the public television broadcaster Radio Canada on the 31st of August and also 27th of September at the RDI channel, information channel from Radio Canada. And we hope to have other screening elsewhere in Canada or but yeah, go see the website and you will have more information.
Thanks, Simon.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Simon Plouffe, director of L'Or les Autres. This is Don Paley for the Media Co-op. Cool. Merci beaucoup.